I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So a little bit of breaking news for the Kansas City Chiefs. I wanted to keep it all Royals tonight. We will continue to do that, but according to multiple sources, the Chiefs are expected to sign rugby star Luis Rhys-Zamet, LRZ. Praise God I'll have this jersey. Jordan Schultz, the plan is for him to be an offensive weapon used in various roles, a fun addition to Andy Reid's offense. So again, the Chiefs planning to sign a rugby star. Should be interesting.
Well, and apparently he had also met with three other teams, the Cleveland Browns, the New York Jets, and the Denver Broncos, and he was lucky enough to get picked up by the Chiefs. The guy, we were looking at his highlights in the, you know, it's hard to translate rugby over to football just off looks. I mean, obviously you got to put the pads on the guy and see what he does, but 6'3", a little under 200 pounds. He's got absolute ham hocks for legs.
Rugby star.
And he looks pretty dang fast. Got some moves out there. So, yeah, I'd be interested. Slap the old H-back or the actual H-back title on him and see what he can do.
I wish you could wear, like, number 99.
That'd be great.
Yeah, 6'3", 194.
Can't he wear number 99 now?
I don't know. I think so.
Since we can all do number changes.
There are two interesting things per this report, right? One is, this just goes to prove that the Kansas City Chiefs, if this works out, let's be real. I'm not saying this guy is going to be an offensive stud. But with all of the changes to kickoff rules, right? We saw the videos, the landing zone, the touchback zone, the XFLs, what it's basically going to be. Doesn't this just make you think even more how far ahead of the curve Brett Veach is? And like Andy Reid, like not only did they know the rules were probably going to be changing and set in motion as they got further and further into the offseason, their owners, their GMs, their coaches, they know more about it than we do. And by the time we hear about it, it's already long gone, right? Like you remember the tweet that Andy Reid sent to Hollywood Brown. It was sent at like 2:51 p.m. and it was 6 o'clock when it was announced that he was going to be a Chief. Now, after rules have changed, and I'm sure Brett Veach gets bored and hears stories about guys that are thinking about coming over and sees a video of this and Brett Veach's mind explodes and says, hey, hear me out. There's a chance that with these new kickoff rules, this guy could be some sort of weapon and we could start a trend. Not only that, where were the Chiefs pretty weak last year? Goal line or red zone, fourth down. Rugby star that, as Blake said, and I quote, ham hock for legs, fast, played the wing position. I'm not going to sit here and advocate that I know everything about rugby, but I know what a wing is. It's the same thing that you can picture what it is. Guy that sits on the outside, gets the pass under the arms, and just takes off. That's what he does. Now think about that. Third and one, fourth and one. And you got this Luis Rhys-Zamet on the outside. You think Mahomes, he can do a behind-the-back pass, a no-look pass? Could rugby pass that sucker over to Zamet? Imagine if you saw that, Daddy. Imagine you see a Chiefs game where they're trying to flex on somebody, and all of a sudden Mahomes fakes a pitch to the left to Pacheco, turns back around and does a rugby toss to this kid. I'll lose my damn mind.
Well, and like you kind of pointed out already, and for those who don't know, the rugby players – with the new kickoff rule, with that zone and how close everybody is and them getting a running start at that,
yeah,
It is almost identical to how rugby actually works. So you're used to maneuvering past a wall of guys in close distances, and you're not getting guys at 90 mile an hour head starts anymore.
Yeah,
it's perfect because they really did take rugby style, implement it into rules, which they had been practicing in other leagues. This makes 100% complete sense in my mind.
Mm. According to Alex Gold via Twitter X, his dad played American football in NFL Europe. He believes, yeah, they're going to make something out of this. I can tell you that much right now. The Chiefs, by the way, if you missed it, are signing Luis Riz-Zamet, who could be a hybrid. Man, this is like, you know what this reminds me of? This is almost like Taysom Hill on steroids. Like, he's not going to throw it.
No.
But like, man, you could almost think because of rugby and how they play, like if Butker were to happen to something happen to Harrison Butker, or have they, oh yeah, they have the punt god Ariza.
Yeah, they got Ariza.
If something happens to those guys, I bet this guy could kick it.
100%.
I saw a video the other day of him kicking one in the uprights, and it literally like went like a hard, it looked like a draw on a golf swing. Went way right, and it was like 60 yards.
Well, in rugby, you're used to punting and running. That's why right. It's called a rugby punt in the NFL. But I already watched his highlights, and he can boot it.
Yeah.
And that way Mahomes, well, apparently I was listening to Justin Reed get an interview the other day, and he said Mahomes has a leg on him too, because right now he's the backup punter.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is. So
yeah, I never want to see that.
Take a little pressure off Mahomes here and let this guy have a go at it.
The hell with the no-look pass. I want to see a rugby pass from Mahomes to this kid on the outside.
That'd be great. Just spin that thing to him.
Man. Now, again, Chiefs got to put a little meat on his bones. He's 194 and 6'3", but they could fatten him up. They introduce him to Kansas City Barbecue. 913-586-7610 in your life. Did you think the Chiefs would ever hire a rugby player? Hey, what? Maybe now they can do their own version of the tush push. Isn't that somewhat of a rugby move?
Yeah, the scrum.
Yeah.
A little different, but yeah, used to that.
Put him in the backfield on a 4th-and-1 tush push.
I'm down, man. And he's long, too.
Damn, 913-586-786. That's not the number. 913-586-7610. That is the number. The Chiefs are signing a rugby-style player / rugby player. Luis Riz-Zamet should be official soon. That report comes from Jordan Schultz. Coming back on the other side. First time in a while, this team's had a one on both sides. It's Reagan's, it's Witt. It reminds you of two guys that played back in the 80s. I'm not kidding, damn it. That's the truth. It's Blake. I'm Dusty. This is After Hours with 610 Sports Radio.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.